YQK monitoring. 4 VJW, this is KJ4, YQK. KJ4DJW, mobile, you came up a lot. You were really low there a minute ago. Straight up, I'm on a, pulled up on the Table Rock Trail. And it wasn't pointed straight up before. Up in the mountains now.
Are you in good shape?
I dropped about 25 pounds since you last saw me. I'm down to about...
Oh, the repeater there before you finished.
Some weight over the last year or so I'm down pretty good.
Good. You sounded good. I'm about to get out of the car, though. I'm about destinated.
Later on, I'll let you know when the campsite is set up at the riverfront.
Enjoy this nice weather. KJ4YQK, W4DJW.
IQK, we'll be fine.
Go to Tango Mobile.
KC4SKD.
Well, hello, stranger. How are you and the better half doing?
I'm done at the office for the day and got to head home and got a couple errands to run. Gotta go meet with somebody over at my dad's shop. He had termites get in the wood, and he's been over there tearing wood out, so we gotta go meet with a contractor to see about getting repairs done.
Always nasty work to be done. I used to be in the pest control business, so I did termite inspections. I know what that can be like. I've seen damage under houses and in a buildings and everything else like nobody's business, so I know what you're talking about. Anyway, well, I'm on my way over to church. We got handbells playing this weekend. I'm in the handbell choir along with the church choir. And handbells are playing and choir is singing, so I got to go over and help set up the tables for the handbells today. And so hopefully everything else is going all right with you.
Hey, I just stopped by the accountant and dropped off our last paperwork. We've already had our taxes done. Everything's completed. I just had one last piece of paper to take them. So got that done. And right now I got to go decide what I want to eat for lunch and take it home and then head over to Dad's place. So got a lot to do. Got to change the oil on one of the vehicles today. So I'm not hurt for things to do.
I'm going to run over here to church, and I'm going to run over and go to the little restaurant over near the Publix store where I go sometimes to get some groceries and pick up a couple of items and have lunch there. Then I got to run to Office Depot and pick up a couple of office supplies, things at the house, and just all kinds of things trying to get everything lined up and going and get stuff set up for next weekend. I'm going to be doing horse show pictures again, so I'm going to be on the road. But, you know, someone watches the house and watches the dog, so that takes care of that. So I don't have to try to take her with me when I travel.
You can hear me okay. I'm in a really bad spot with the repeater. It's kind of choppy, but another thing I got to do is take trash off. But I'm going to do the oil change first so I can carry all that used oil.
Pretty good. You're a little noisy, but other than that, I'm getting everything, so... And well, good to hear you. Good to talk with you. You take it easy. And be careful you don't do any overworking this afternoon. And I can't do oil changes and things. That means getting down on my back underneath the car. And my back does not like it. So I have somebody else do the oil changes. Just like the other day, I had somebody put four new tires on the car and also do a front end alignment. So needed to have all of that done. And I let the experts do it. And if something goes wrong, then I can take it back and say, hey, you screwed up.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good afternoon. I'm on sign that the repeater is really, really choppy here. The picket fence is really bad. So anyway, take care, Rusty, and hope you have a good afternoon. KC4SKD.
All right, we'll catch up to you later. You have a good one. WU2T Mobile.
WU2T, N4ZLK. 2T, N4ZLK. ZLK clear.
Hey, check. XS Mobile listening.
Okay. Hello, David.
Good afternoon, sir.
Well, just headed over to lunch. Getting a little hungry.
Oh, Lunch, South Carolina. I don't know where that is.
Ha ha ha.
It varies from day to day.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, today I'm just bopping around here. I'm heading down to a little place on South Rutherford. I dropped off my pocket watch about a week or so ago, and the guy fixed me up with it.
I didn't know there was many places around that repair things like that anymore.
Either my wife found it somehow. I think she put a message on Facebook or something. Place is called Timepiece. It's south of Rutherford, south of Pleasantburg Street there. And, I mean, it's an old watch repair shop, and he's an old-timer guy to do it, but he knows his stuff. He can, you know, you walk in there, and you know right away the man knows what he's talking about.
Hey, Rutherford, you're not talking about Greer, right? You're talking about the one in Greenville?
I'm sorry, yeah, Greenville.
This place is, I just can't picture it.
And you go, I guess, it's south, and you go past Pleasantburg, and kind of around the bend, he's got a little shop there on the left.
I remember that now. That little shopping center has a name. North Main Street runs into it, or right near there. I used to deliver that area years ago. I just can't remember the name of that little shopping center.
No. But it's like a commercial, like a almost like a commercial strip mall. And he's got an office in there. Nice man, too. Very nice man.
Regardless of what they repaired, but, you know, the old-time stuff, I always enjoyed going into those kind of things because usually it was an older gentleman or so that, you know, had a skill that he learned from his dad or uncle or something, and it's kind of going by the wayside.
Oh, yeah, we live in a throwaway world, you know. You know, your ham radio breaks down, well, chuck it and buy a new one.
Simpsonville, a jeweler's store. I think it was Taylor's Jewelry. I think that was his last name, Taylor. Anyway, it was the name of the guy that owned it, and he ended up retiring, selling it out. But I remember talking to him one time. He was telling me about when he was with the guys at D-Day. And just his experiences there.
Gosh, yeah. Sally and I, we love to go to different stores like that. You know, the old timey stores, and especially like a lot of the antique stores we happen into. You get to hear a lot of the old stories, and we love that kind of stuff.
I'm the same way, and I got a phone call, and I'm about where I'm going. So have a good weekend if I don't talk to you. N4ZLK.
All right, you have a good day, sir. Be careful. N4ZLK, KB2HXS. Oof, almost got hit with a box in the road. Have a good day, 73.